What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast. We're talking about the latest and greatest of cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who've made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Tynes.
What's up? What's up?
What's going on? So, I'm Shakespearean now. This is Friday episode, so this is everything else episode. So if you're listening to this, we don't talk about cybersecurity per se. It's more movies, books, games, all that good stuff. Please go back and listen to our episodes throughout the week. So Monday, we discussed how Microsoft says Russian government hackers stole source code and were spying on their executives. On Tuesday, we talked about a Central Texan who won $170K for national security for a national cybersecurity grant. For plans to use the fund to better serve tech users, right? Like to make us hopefully understand what's in our user agreements and things of that nature. So that's awesome. And then on Wednesday, we discussed how CISA, so the CISA's underneath the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, how their agency was hacked and forced to take down a couple systems because of the hack. So we kind of go into a little bit of detail of that, at least what we know about it so far. And then on Thursday, you would have listened to, or you could go back and listen to, Mike Ware's Ask a CISP episode. So Mike Ware is a friend of the show. He's been on the Other Side of the Firewall several times, and now he gets his own episode where we go and break down his background, his cybersecurity origin story, all that good stuff. So definitely tune in for that one. And then tune in for all of them. So Ask a CISP is usually a good time, usually really good conversations. So if you have not already, and me talking, like, this sounds great, you should hit that subscribe button. So please subscribe, whatever platform you're on. I want to see those numbers go up. Our viewer numbers have gone up. They've skyrocketed. However, our retention numbers, like, you need to stick around because we do this every day, in content every day, every weekday, so Monday through Friday. So definitely check that out. But without further ado, in this long, very long intro, Shannon, how was your week?
All right, man. I won't complain. That's what I say now. I won't complain because I can always complain, but I won't. But didn't take in a lot of stuff. It was kind of a busy week with running errands and whatnot. So I wasn't at home as much to do as much TV watching, and the gaming is just one of those things where it's hit or miss for me. But I did finish watching Avatar, the live action Avatar on Netflix. It kind of, I don't want to say it went out with a whimper. Like the last episode had a lot of fighting in it, but like if you ever watched the animated series, like you expect it to laugh a little more, right? Like there was just more fun to be had, and it seemed a little more serious and dramatic in the live action one. But I'm going to see what else they do though, right? Like they've left it open to continue doing more seasons with it. But if you like the animated, I'd say it's worth a watch, but it's probably not gonna, if you're expecting what you saw in the animated one, it's probably not your bag. Like I'm not a big drama guy, right? Like I need either to laugh all the time with a comedy, right? Or I need squibs going off everywhere with an action movie, right? Like that's what I need. Swords clanging, all that stuff. Like that's what I want in my entertainment, right? Drama is a part of real life. I don't need to see it in my entertainment. You know what I'm saying? But, so that was all right. I actually started rewatching, it's a TV series, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And I think this came about because of like one of the actors on there, Andre Brower, had passed recently. Right. And you'd seen him in other stuff. Like you've seen him a lot, but you may not know who he is. And I was like, oh yeah, Andre Brower dying, man. I was like, let me take in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He's awesome on that show for anyone that's never watched it before. And it's been off the air for a couple years now. And I think it had 8 seasons or something like that. But there's 4 of them that are streaming on Netflix, 4 seasons that are streaming on Netflix. But it's a good series. He plays this captain that's just like, doesn't have a lot of emotion. And then when he shows emotion, it's hilarious because he has none. You know what I mean? Because he's very stern. But yeah, it's a good show. Been watching that. I started watching one of my coworkers had put me onto this. So Jackie Chan, everybody knows Jackie Chan, right? His first American crossover movie he did was something that's called The Big Brawl. But on Netflix, it's called The Battle at Brawl, Brawl Creek or something like that. It's a different name for it, but really? This movie's okay. from like, yeah, like 1980. And like, it's not the Jackie Chan you're used to, right? I like when he was doing the stuff like in the 70s and whatnot, that was like over in China or Hong Kong or wherever he was doing it at overseas. The choreography in that was magnifique, right? Like it was stuff that's like, oh man, this is ahead of its time. You know what I'm saying? But this one that he did, the battle at whatever, like he's with a lot of American actors and whatnot. So he had to kind of like slow it down some. So it doesn't seem as effective as the other stuff. You know what I mean? That he's done. So like after watching that, I was like, it's okay. You know what I mean? I was like, let me find some old Jackie. So I started watching The Drunken Master. I don't know if you've ever seen The Drunken Master.
Yeah.
Like that's one that he get loose. Jackie get loose in that. You know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know. I just, it, after the guy at work was telling me about it, I watched that and I was like, I'm going to be on a Jackie Chan. I can feel I'm going to be on a Jackie Chan kick here for a little bit, right? Like I watched the old stuff with the dubbing, like the mouth still moving as the word stop, you know, type stuff. Yeah, what else did I watch? There was something else.
So say you got to watch Rumble in the Bronx.
Yeah,
what's the other one? There's another one. Was it on my
Super Cop. Cop or something like that?
Like that. Yeah.
I know you're talking about. Like you gotta watch all those because he's even got Rumble in Hong Kong. Like I don't know if you've ever seen Rumble in Hong Kong.
No, I've seen that
same premise. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so probably he did that one and then they remade it. Rumble in the Bronx. Rumble in the Bronx.
Yeah. So, but yeah, man. No, it's I'm gonna be on a Jackie Chan kick here. I already know. Like, because it's going to start suggesting them to me too, right? Like, after you watch it, it's like, because you watched, right? That's what all these streaming services do. Because you watched. There's one I want to watch that I haven't watched yet. I'll probably get it in the day, though. It's got John Cena, Zac Efron is in it. And it's Ricky Stenicki. Something like that's the name of it. And one of my coworkers was like, it's okay, but then as he's describing it to me, I'm like, yo, this sounds hilarious. Like, I love to laugh. And here's the thing with John Cena. Like, I know he likes to do more action stuff, you know what I mean? But him, when he does comedies, it's hilarious to me. You know what I mean? Like, when he did Blockers, funny, man. Like, he was really funny. And I don't know if it's because I don't expect him to be or what. But Blockers was funny. When he was in Trainwreck, that was funny. So yeah, I love to see this, but yeah, I'm probably going to give that one a watch and then we'll see next week when I come back and I'm like, maybe it wasn't that great. Like, so this coworker I have, Ryan, I don't know, man, like he's kind of like you, man. Like he'll tell me something. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know, man. Cause there's stuff he's told me was all right that I thought was good. So like the movie Bad Words, you ever seen Bad Words? Jason Bateman?
No, I've seen the trailer and I'm like, that looks pretty funny.
It is hilarious, man. It is hilarious. Who expects to see like a 40-year-old man in a spelling bee with kids? Like, like who expects to see that? Right. But yeah, that's pretty hilarious. But he was like, nah, it's okay. And I was like, what? I was like, that was hilarious. And then he watched it again. Like, he was like,
silly stuff.
Yeah. He's like a big horror guy too. Like he'll watch horror movies, even though he has some fears of some things in horror movies or some things, not fears, but he's like, people don't need to be crawling around on all fours. He's like, that's just creepy to me.
That's an exorcist, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? He's like, that's creepy to me. But, so every once in a while, I'll send him a video with somebody crawling on all fours. Like, I think he knows it's coming now. Like if it's something, it's just like, I don't know where he's like, nope. I didn't watch it.
There was I saw a video this lady was doing it in the supermarket. Like it looked like she was like in a Walmart or something like that. She was doing the crawling on all fours. She had people running and running out of the aisle, leaving their carts, just bouncing.
Look, you got to be careful, man. Like you, some of these states, like Colorado's an open carry state, you know what I mean? So you might mess around and catch a hot one doing some stuff like that, you know what I mean? Lead is hot. You know what I'm saying? But no, these prank shows, man, you got to be careful. Because somebody, I want to say somebody did get shot or beat up recently. Yeah, one of these major. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to be careful with this.
He's back at it. He's back
really?
At it. He got shot. I think he lost the case too. Because they're trying to say it was excessive force. And they're like, no, it was maybe.
Justified.
Yeah. It was pretty justified. Yeah. He thought, because he was fake robbing people at ATMs. So the guy, yeah. Yep. So yep. The guy shot him. Yep. Yeah, he's back at it. He's over. He's still pranking people. Did you not learn?
Ain't gonna be happy till he's dead. That's the thing. Ain't gonna be happy till he's dead. Like, it's just some of the stuff is just like, come on, man. Like, in this day and age, like, people are looking for an excuse. You know what I mean? To pull their gun out or to just whoop up on somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't give them that reason. But I mean, I guess, but here's the thing though. Like, he's probably getting all types of views and clicks, and people are liking, sharing, and subscribing like they should be for our podcast, right?
There it is.
So, so they're making money off of it. They're doing, you know, they're doing, you know, maybe not Mr. Beast money, but you know what I mean? They're getting a little something out of it. So they probably don't care. I'm just like, maybe I have more to live for. I value my life. You know, I want to see some children get married, some grandkids. I want to stick around a little bit. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I'm not running up on nobody at an ATM. You know what I'm saying? And if I'm being honest with you, I can't remember the last time I've been at an ATM and not out of my car. It's almost always a drive-through ATM. Where I'm in my car, right? So you don't know what I got in the car. I don't have to pop the trunk. Like I said, Colorado's open carry state. I might just have to reach over to my seat. You know what I mean? You never know.
Right. Driving a 4-ton vehicle, right? Like, I just run you over.
Yeah. What are you doing? Like, yeah, that's pretty much it for me, man. Like I said, it was a lot more errands and whatnot to run. I don't know. It's one of those weeks, right? But next week, I know it's going to be this Jackie Chan movie, Ricky Stenicki. I watched that, you know, so we'll go from there. But what about you, Ryan?
A lot of content creation, right? For those people who need to be liking, sharing, and subscribing, produce a lot of content over here. Just trying to get the formula down of being efficient with my time. Right now, you know, I'm going through and doing the editing more than I ever did before, making thumbnails with AI and writing articles, all that good stuff, like just trying to get more exposure for the podcast. And then Helldivers 2, still jumping quick couple matches. I'm ranking up real slow. I think I'm like level 12 because I only pop in for like a match or two. Win or lose, I'm out. But I'm having fun with that. It's always a good time. Even when you lose, it's still something hilarious happens. And now they have mechs. So now you get they drop mechs in there. Apparently, as we, because it's a big world map, or I guess big galaxy map. And as you win planets, some of them actually have things that you can unlock. So unbeknownst to us, we freed a planet that makes mechs. So now we have mechs. They're giving it to everybody as a celebration, like, hey, you free to, but really, this is where you're starting to see the pay-to-play aspect, or not pay to, yeah, pay-to-play is games of service aspect of it, because it looks as though once this free period is over with it, you'll have to be level 25, and you have to spend 20,000 requisition points, which is all doable within the game. But I'm sure there'll also be a pay option probably as well to help you kind of speed that up. Get that grind out. Mm-hmm. So I'm calling out a mech because you can call out one every match. I call out one every single match, whether I need it or not. I get my mech. I'm riding until the wheels fall off. But yeah, it's fun. I'm killing the robots. I need to go back and kill some bugs. And you're starting to see more of the propaganda. So like the whole thing is a parody, right? It's like Starship Troopers, but it looks as though there's something nefarious is happening, right? Like either Super Earth made the bugs and now you have to kill them, or they made the robots and you have to kill them. Like there's some kind of propaganda because you're starting to see like tablets where people are writing stuff. And what's funny is built into the game, like when you first start playing, it's like Big Brother, right? Like, so as you're going through and learning, doing the tutorial, it has a list of rules on the wall. And a lot of them are about questioning authority. You're not supposed to look at alien artifacts. And it's all funny because it's like, because that's what traitors do, stuff like that. And then when you get to the bottom of it, it says like something like reading manuals or something like that is also punishable by death. Mm-hmm. You just read the whole manual. So the community's like so far is pretty awesome. It hasn't gotten toxic yet because there's no real player on player type fighting, even though people try to make that happen because friendly fire is always on. But as people post this stuff, like as they discover something, they put it on a YouTube or they put it on a Twitter. In the comments, you'll see people like, you need to turn him in because he's a traitor. Like there's like, people are still playing into it, right? Like, so it's pretty funny. But yeah, there's something going on. Like there's no overt story. You just find stuff as you're in the environment, but it looks as though everything's now on up and up when it comes to Super Earth. So it's pretty cool.
You said friendly fire is always on, so you can 100% just frag your own people.
I killed my whole team last night by accident because nobody had mics on. So like there was like the mission was to destroy a fabricator. Like you had to go around and destroy all the machine fabricators, like the things that spawn the machines. And I called in a perfect ego strike. It's where, like it's like a strafe and run. Like they come down and they kind of like do a straight run where they like shoot everything up, kind of like an A-10 type situation.
Yeah, man.
And I didn't know there was ammo in there. So there was an ammo deposit. Like, and when you blow up ammo sites, they go up. So I hit the fabricator and there was ammo next to it. And then you just see three skulls pop up. And I was, and then you hear on the mic, it says something like, requisition inbound, full team replacement. And you see the pods drop back down. I was like, oh man, if they had mics, they would cuss me out. I killed everybody. And that's just what happens. Like anytime I get murdered, I just be like,
You're like, I've done it too.
Yeah, it is what it is. I don't even get mad. I just be like, let me go find my weapons. I call it down. But it's always a good time. It's always fun. But I try not to team kill. But yeah, that's the first time I killed my entire team. This one go. It was a pretty explosion too. Like the sky turned orange, the wind hit my cape. My cape was flowing in the back. Because cape physics are amazing. It's like the stuff they put a lot of detail into is always hilarious. Because even when you're on your ship and like there is no wind, your cape is flowing. Because you're so patriotic. It's hilarious.
Like it's like how fast are you walking to make your cape
flow? Right. Like why is it flowing so hard? But yeah, so always a good time. And I play more Final Fantasy VII. I'm taking my sweet time with it. Like, it's so pretty. Like this game is ridiculously pretty, and the systems are so deep compared to the original Final Fantasy VII. They've added a lot. It's pretty much a brand new game, but with a lot of that nostalgia in it. Because yeah, when you walked around the world map in Final Fantasy VII, it was just flat and green, and then at some point you see an icon that looked like a town or a mountain. Here I'm actually in the field, like so. Like there's like a ridiculous amount of detail. Like every blade of grass looks pretty good. Rock formations. You got trails where you saw where people were taking wagons. You got tracks for chocobos and big birds that run around in Final Fantasy. All Final Fantasies pretty much have chocobos. Like yeah, they took their time. So I'm trying to take my time. Like I'm not trying to do like another God of War where I just rush through it. And like somebody took the time to make that rock in the corner I'll never see. I actually want to see all those rocks. It took 25 years for me to get this game back in my life, right? Like I played 25 years ago, it's back. So I want to savor it, basically. So
with all that new stuff, is the storyline the same? Are you trying to reach the same objective? Or no?
It's very similar. Like without giving something away, it's not beat for beat anymore. So when did the last game? The last game came out 4 years ago. So if you haven't played it by now, you're probably not interested in playing it. But without giving too much away, basically, like you're playing it and then some things kind of go out of sequence. And you're like, that was weird. And then you start to learn that they took the word remake literally. And it seems to be kind of an alternate timeline situation happening. So there's a lot of beat for beat stuff. And then something will happen that's different. You're like, what's going on here? And it seems like some of the characters are aware of it, which makes it kind of cool. They're like, that's not the way it's supposed to happen. So it's very meta in that way. So the first one was called Remake, and then you think it's just a remake of the video game, but no, it's like a kind of remake of the story. And then this one's called Rebirth. So I can't wait to see what that means in this context. And we know there's going to be at least three of them. So this number two, and now I hear it's a good 80 to 120 hours, depending upon you mainline it or you do the side quest stuff. And now there's gonna be a third one, so I'm pretty excited. But yeah, I think I've only put in like 5 or 6 hours total, and I've done nothing but just roam around, just trying to see all the new cool stuff. And there's some games that are coming out, but I just don't have the time, to be honest with you.
Like, I noticed, so it seems like stuff that you're really into, like, you will definitely take that time because you mainline, right? But, like, when it comes to Zelda and apparently a Final Fantasy, you're like, I want to see everything. Like, the junior
Right.
programmer that did that rock in the corner, like, I want to see what they put into it. Like,
Want to
oh, yeah, I
see
like
that
that.
texture
Yeah.
there. But so the thing though is I have to be careful because like with the Zelda I took too long. So like I fell out of Zelda. I'm gonna go back to it at some point because I have to get through it. But yeah, like I was walking too slow. So
Like me getting back to Horizon.
yeah, there's a balance in there somewhere. I gotta find it.
We'll see.
Yeah. But I don't really, there's really no games announced for this fall. So I think I got plenty of time, to be honest with you, to take my sweet time. I was hoping for a Switch 2 to drop this fall, but that's like rumors say it's not going to drop till next year. Like it's pro consumer is what the rumors are saying. Like, one, Nintendo doesn't feel they have a good launch lineup yet, so they want a few more games. And two, they want to make sure there's no shortage of hardware. So I'm like, okay, that's pretty pro consumer. I'd rather there be a shortage and only have a game. I need some new hardware. But it looks like they're trying to make sure they roll this one out with plenty of excitement and availability. So that's always good. The thing is though, like I don't have anything to play on it right now except for Zelda, which fair enough, I have to beat it and play through it. There's a few Mario games I haven't played yet. But I don't know what the big game for the fall is. Like, that's why everybody was like, it's got to launch this fall because there's no games past the summer. So I don't know how they're going to stretch that out, to be honest with you. But they're going to announce it. People are going to get excited. I'm going to put my pre-order in, right? And then we're going to get it anyway. So it is what it is. Hopefully, a PS5 is announced sometime soon, though, because Final Fantasy VII is gorgeous, but it does chug sometimes. Like it's definitely showing the PS5 is starting to age, which is crazy to me because they were not readily available for years. It took me like a year and a half to get a PS5, and already it's starting to show its age. So I'm gonna need you to hit me with the pro version so I can upgrade. Because I will upgrade. I'll do it. When it comes to watching stuff, so I watched another half of Shogun. Episodes are super long. Like it's good. It's a good show, but it's very adult, so I can only watch it and then like my youngest will pop into the room and want to, talk to me or do something. I'm like, well, I can't watch this show. So and then at night I'm that's game time. So it's been kind of hard to get it in. But I like what I've seen so far. Again, it's not a lot of action at first, but I can see it starting to kind of boil up a little bit. I see people. There's a lot more tension. It looks like not necessarily with the Portuguese and the English, but now within the Japanese ranks, they seem to be getting a little bit more uptight. So it looks like swords are gonna start clashing soon.
How many episodes in are you? There's
Oh,
three that are
one and a
released, right?
half. One and a half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm
Okay.
very early in.
So they've only got three. Like this past week, I think was the third episode because they released two the first week, and then
Oh, okay.
the third one just released this past week. Like I told myself I was going to watch it, and I haven't yet. But I don't know. I might start it up today. We'll see. Maybe after some Jackie Chan,
Right, get the
I'll
action out of
get
you
that
first.
in there.
Yeah. But yeah, so far I like what I've seen though. And then we watched Talk to Me last night. So Talk to Me is a horror flick out of Australia, I want to say. Yeah, it was Australia. Because there's a bunch of Nars. Like they say they don't say R, but yeah, you definitely say R at the end of your O. And there was a kangaroo. There was a kangaroo in it as well. So I'm like, oh, yeah, that's definitely Australia. It was, I enjoyed it. It was not scary. It was more of a thriller type situation. Like, it had some jump scares and stuff like that, but I was expecting for it to be a little scarier. But it was a good story, and I could see them continuing on. It's one of those, what is that series with Annabelle and, it's a long series. They had the nun, they had the doll one, they had
The
the
Conjuring?
yeah, the
Conjuring?
Conjuring. I can see them doing a Conjuring thing. I think they can turn this into a series. Basically, the premise is a bunch of kids get together. They record themselves on social media, basically being possessed or doing demonic stuff. So, of course, everybody wants to go to those parties. They show up to the party, and it's a hand. They said it, the hand came from either somebody who could contact the dead or a Satanist or something like that. They plaster it over it. But you hold the hand, you say, "Talk to me," and then a spirit will come talk to you. And then you're supposed to say, I let you in," and then it possesses you. All things that we won't do, black people won't do in America.
No, no.
You're like, absolutely not. So, but they do it at the party, and all hell breaks loose, right? Because you're only supposed to hold it for 90 seconds. Anything past that, and they want to stay with you. So obviously, they keep messing up and going over their time. So, it was a good time, though. I enjoyed it, but it definitely was not scary. It was just more like, "This is a bad idea, kids. Don't do this." Like, but they had
Yeah.
an interesting story as well. Because the people they contacted, everything isn't what it seems, and ghosts snitch. So it was one of those types of
That a thing? Like ghosts be snitching? Like
yeah. Anytime you talk to a medium or something like that on a TV show, they always snitching. Like,
that's
"Oh,
true.
Uncle Joe killed me." Like, you're supposed to keep that in the grave. Uncle Joe upset. That's why I killed you, because you'd be snitching. So I don't know. It just seems to be an ongoing theme. But again, I think they could turn it into a series. So I look forward to seeing more of those. And then I said I was going to watch Oppenheimer. I did not. I don't have 3 hours right now. Like, once I get the creation thing down, where I'm able to quickly get through a transcript and write the post and all that good stuff, then I'll have more time. But right now, I'm just excited, right? Because it's new tools, new tech. I'm like, "Oh, well, I could do this. Oh, I could do that. Oh, I saw somebody do this. I wonder if I could put my own spin on it." I just love it, how it creates thumbnails. Like, the more detail I give it, the more detail the thumbnail gets. So I'm really enjoying playing with the tools. But at some point, I'm going to get it down to a science, and then it'll be more compact again. But right now, I work on it all Sunday, and then I tweak in evenings, right? So we'll see how that goes. And blessed to have people who want to talk to me on Mondays, right? So we record on Sunday, and then I try to quickly produce this, and then on Monday, I have the interview for Ask SSP, and then I try to turn that around by Thursday, right? So it's a formula is in there somewhere. I'll figure it out. Enjoying it, having fun, like learning a new craft, so to speak. So we'll see what comes out of it. That's about it. I'm supposed to be studying. I put myself on to the CCSP. However, I haven't made the module 2 yet. I'm interested. Every time I cut on the video, I'm like, "Oh yeah." I'm like, learning about VMs right now. I think the last thing I did, because they try to be as generic as possible, right? Like, I'm seeing a lot more Azure in there and hypervisor stuff, but they try to be as generic as possible. I think the last thing I learned about was the different types of hypervisors. I think that's what I was going over. So, virtual machines, like whether it be bare metal or they have a hypervisor, or like I'm just learning new terms because I'm not a cloud guy per se. Like, I know enough to have a conversation, but not enough to manage anything. So I like it from that aspect. I'm learning a lot about the cloud and how it works. So hopefully I'll jump back into that. And that's it, man. Like, It's spring break, so gotta take the family somewhere. We're gonna have a fun time, probably at like Universal or something. Gonna try to hopefully record some extra episodes to get us through that week, and then that's it for foreseeable future. Then summer hits. So, you got any spring break plans aside from Jackie Chan?
No, so like our spring break for our kids is not here yet, right? So, I think it's 2 weeks from now, I think, is their spring break.
Okay. Yeah, we're like a
So,
week from now. We're late
yeah.
because the other county is having theirs this week. And I think we're like the one of the last counties to have our spring break. Spring been here. I'm over here sneezing and coughing. It's because I mowed. That's what it was. I mowed on Friday and I've been tore up since then. That was a mistake. I take allergy medicine. I guess I gotta double up or something for the beginning of the pollen season. But yeah, it's beating me up. I'm just sneezing and coughing around my eyes.
So we talked about it offline, man. One of these groundhogs either saw its shadow or didn't, and spring's supposed to be here sooner. So I mean, I don't know, man.
I am messing up.
If there's several of them, I just don't get it, right? Like if there's five major ones, like which one am I paying attention to? Like when, especially if it's a 3-2 thing, like is this like the Supreme Court? Like does it just need to be a majority and then we figure it out? Like what happens here?
Yeah, which one has veto power? Like
Yeah.
yeah. I don't know. It used to be a thing when I lived in Buffalo because Punxsutawney Phil, is that his? He was
Punxsutawney Phil, yeah, that's his name.
nearby, so we used to watch that one. But now I live in Florida. Like I don't know. Like do we pick up a gator? See if he sees a shadow? Like what do we do down here?
But death roll clockwise or counterclockwise? That's how you tell.
I don't know, but yeah, that season's about to start. That's always fun. Like Gator mating season, they just be out here hissing at people. I've never run into them, luckily. I'll be outside enough for that. But people always put photos up. Like, oh, be careful on such such loop. There's a gator out there. That last year they had a video of one walking past a Ring doorbell, and that boy was a dinosaur. I'm like, where did he come from? That and cougars. There's cougars out here too. Like, it's still pretty rural. Like, even though they're building a bunch of houses, which causes the animals to be like, well, this is, I still live here. So they just see a cougar walking through a neighborhood. You're like, put your dogs away.
That's what we get out here in Colorado is like your different, wild cats and bears and stuff. Like one of my good friends, man, he no longer lives in Colorado, but like when he lived here, he had a video, same thing, by his Ring doorbell of a bear in his front yard. It was a decent sized bear too. I was like, whoa, that's
Yeah,
crazy.
just walking by, like, what's up? That was Alaska. Alaska, the same thing with moose and bear. I got a picture of a moose from pretty far away, but he's standing by the doorway, so he's taller than the door frame, right? He's like a baby, but he's like taller than the door frame. As these walking tanks on little stick legs is walking around. It's crazy, crazy wildlife. But I've never lived anywhere. Like, I guess Buffalo would be the closest to. Like we had deer and stuff like that, but like not where I lived at. It was too it was too urban. They didn't get in there. But yeah,
Deer don't like concrete like that.
right. But everywhere else I've lived, Idaho, Alaska, Virginia had wildlife, and now Florida. So everywhere else had wildlife. Crazy stuff. Yeah. I stayed myself, they stayed to themselves. Don't want no parts of that.
I'm not going to be filming myself feeding any of that wildlife. That's not going to happen. I'm like, hey, children, stay back. As a wild animal,
Right. No, thank you. Yeah, I guess same thing in Turkey. Turkey, do I see any wild animals in Turkey aside from like lizards? Because we get little lizards here, but they take care of them pretty quick, right? They spray and stuff like that. Turkey, they didn't. So I actually got to see them when they get full grown. They get big as hell. I'm like, no, thank you. Got the little flap underneath his neck. Yeah, I was like, that's what they turn into, like little dragons. It's crazy.
You about to be in a Jurassic Park film, man. It's gonna spit in your face and
Right.
no parts of
No,
that.
thank you. But that's pretty much it for Turkey. That they more of my problem with the spiders. That big ass spiders terrify me. Yeah, no thank you. Glad to be out of there. Nice people. Well, it's like living in Australia, man. I couldn't live there either. Like everything could kill me. Everything. No thank you.
Hey, man. It'll turn out koalas have, you know, poisonous.
They got claws.
Yeah, they have claws. Yeah.
Koalas slap you to sleep. So their brains are smooth. They don't know what to slap in. Thinks you're a leaf. Wants to eat you. Mm. Well, thank you. Well, yeah, I don't know how we got here, but I guess this is it. This is the end of the road for the episode. Koalas slap you to sleep. There it is. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show. Hit a bell if a bell's involved. We just want to see our subscriber numbers go up, right? Like we greatly appreciate people watching and listening to us. Now we just want to retain you, so you come back for the next episode, right? Definitely share us with your nerdy friends. Hit up all the websites that go by our name. You either find us at the other side of the firewall, the other side of the FW, or Ask AssistP on your platform of choice, except for TikTok, because I can't figure it out. It's probably for the best, I guess. And then you can hit me up personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy. You can find me on LinkedIn, Clubhouse, Twitter, and Threads. You can find Chris Abcon. He is on LinkedIn at Chris A. Bacon. Stay safe. Stay secure.